Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel Ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Mem Hei. We'll start with the Mishnah at the bottom of Mem Daldam at the base. The Mishnah says, Apoim ve'o'ilim ve'akvosim eino ma'akvin ze'eze. The korbonos of Musafim, they're not ma'akv each other. And the Gemara discusses, Barichas over here, which korbonos Musafin, does the Mishnah mean? The Gemara starts off, Ileme de Chag, if we're going to say that this is referring to the Korbonos of Sukkot, it says in Pasuk Kamishpot, Kamishpotam Ksiv Bu, and Tosfos says, even on the first day also, it says in Pasuk Yiyu, Elodur Shchidesh, Vatzeres Tachemish Hapkudim, says the Gemara that with the Eilim, there's only one Eil, and the Gemara explains that this is referring to the Korbonos of Musaf of Shavuos, that the two sets of Korbonos of Shavuos are not ma'ak of each other. Al kaponim l'chiria from the sugyas ha-gemora by us should come out, la-halocha, that the Gemara says the korbonos of Musaf of Sukkos, since it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, the word kamishpot and the word kamishpotom, so to yiyu, this tells us that the korbonos Musaf of Sukkos are ma'ak of each other, and we have to, in order to be mekayim, the mitzvah of akrova of Musafim, you have to bring all the korbanos, like it says exactly in the Torah, kamishpot, and this is the chayyim furish in our Gemara that the halacha, which says in the Mishnah that the poyim o'ilim va'akvosim eino ma'akvin ze'ezeh, is not referring to Sukkos. Tosfos over here in the Maschil Elo has arichas, what about the korbanos of Pesach? And Tosfos brings down from Rashi that the korbanos of Musafin or Pesach are not ma'akiv. Rabbeinu Geshem over here at the side says mefurish that the korbanos of Pesach are yeh me'akev, and so too the Gemara later on discusses the korbanos of the Toras Kehanim in Pashas Emor of Shavuos, all these korbanos me'akev, like we'll see later on in the Gemara. Al korbanim is mefurish in the sugya, according to all the Rishonim, that the korbanos of Sukkos, the musafim of Sukkos, are me'akev, it says kmishpot, kmishpotom. And this is Be'emes also Mefurish in a Breisa, in Sukkah, Memzayin Omed Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses the Korbanos of Sukkos. The Gemara says that all the Korbanos are Ma'akiv in Ze'ezeh. Reb Yehuda in the Breisa, over there in the Gemara in Sukkah, Memzayin Omed Aleph, he says that the Purim of the Musafim are not Ma'akiv, since we see that the Purim are Mismatim V'Hulchim, they get less and less. Therefore we see there's not much of a Hakpada on how many Purim we bring. Therefore, even the number on each day is not ma'akiv. You see from the fact that it's mismatim v'hilchim, that the Torah is not that makpid on the Purim. But al kaponim, the other korbanos, since it says kamishpot, this is mafurish in the Breisa, it's agreed, bein Reb Yehuda, bein Rabbanan on hold, that the korbanos of Sukkot are ma'akiv. Now, l'chiria, like we said, this is our Gemara and the Gemara in Sukkah. But the Mishnah later on, in Mem Tesam and Aleph, the Mishnah says a klal, the Hamusofin ain't no ma'akvin ze'ezeh. The Mishnah is not mechalik between any korbanos, which Yomim Tovim we're referring to. The Mishnah says a klal that all korbanos musofin ain't no ma'akvin ze'ezeh. L'chir it's mashma from the Stam Mishnah is referring to Sukkos also. The Gemara is not mechalik. The Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, the Mishnah is not mechalik. And Be'emes even more so, Tosfos by us in the Ramaschil Elo, the end of the Tosfos, brings down a drosha from the Sifri, that by all the korbanos as the Sifri, we learn out from a pasuk in Parshas Emor, v'kravtem isha el Hashem, that all the korbanos are musafim, they're not ma'akiv each other, in the case where we do not have the korbanos. If they're lefonov, then they're ma'akiv, but shaloi befonov, if we don't have them, the elim are not ma'akiv the kvosim are not ma'akiv the porim, the korbanos are not ma'akiv each other, and Tosfos at the end says mefurish, that this drosh of the Sifri can be found by all the Yomim Tovim, by Pesach, by Shavuos, and so too by Sukkos. Tosfos says, even though it says Kamishpot, the Sifri learns out that the Korbanos are not ma'akiv each other. L'chiria, this is a big stira between the Sifri and the Pashtus of the Mishnah, the Itonim, Mem Tesam and Aleph, to what we find Mefurish in our Gemara, and so too in the Gemara in Sukkah, that the Korbanos of Sukkos are ma'akiv each other, since it says a Loshon Kamishpot. And l'chiria, it's very shrei on Tosfos, who brings down the Sifri, bepshitas, without being ma'ir at all, that l'chir, there's a stira going on, and the Sifri is not like our Gemara. The Malbim on the Sifri in Piskim Mem Zayin already points out this taina, and he says that l'chir is mefurish in the Sifri, not like the Bavli, not like our Sugya, and Be'emes is a machlekes, or the korbonis of Sukkos Me'akiv. Now we find in the Rambam, in Tmidim U'Musafim Perik Ches, Halacha Chof. The Rambam just brings down the Mishnah later on in Mem Tesel Med Aleph, Bepshitas, and he says that the Korbonos of Musaf are not Ma'akev Zeh. And the Rambam doesn't, we don't find anywhere in the Rambam that there's a difference between the Korbonos of Yomim Tovim of Sukkot, whereas the other Yomim Tovim. The Rambam doesn't differentiate, and the Rambam says a klal, kol ha-korbonos of musafin, ein ma'akvin zeh zeh. Later on, we'll discuss in Mem Hei Med Aleph that the Rambam also has differences legabe the korbonos of atzeres, toyas kriyanim, which are ma'akiv each other. That we'll see later on in the dine of the Rambam. But al-korbonim, the Rambam doesn't bring down the aloche of sukkahs, that the korbonos musaf of sukkahs are ma'akiv. Says the Birkas HaZevach of the year by us, that the Rambam holds the Bemis as a machloikis, like we said, from the Malbim, that there's machloikis going on with the Kobonis of Sukkot and Ma'akev, and the Rambam passing like the Stam Mishnah later on, that Musafin are not Ma'akev each other, even on Sukkot also, because of his Drosh and his Sifri, we craft him Ishel Hashem. Even though, L'chuyah, it's neged our Gemara, and neged the Brides in Sukkot. The Chazanish, in Kodshim, similar with Gimel, Sivkot in Yutes, he adds on, that L'chuyah from our Gemara alone, one would be able to be Madche, and one would be able to explain, even with the Shitta of the Rambam, like the Sifri, and will say the Gemara just means to point out, Hani Purim u'Kvosim Deheicha, the Gemara is discussing which of the Purim and the Kvosim and the Elim is mentioned in our Mishnah, that they're not ma'akev of each other. Says the Gemara, Ilema Dechag, if we're going to say that there's a special mention on the Korbonos Musaf of Yom Tov of Sukkot, that they're not ma'akev, says the Gemara, Adarabba, K'mishpot, K'mishpoton K'sivbu, if anything, if there'll be any Yom Tov, which we should say that there is Ma'akev, this should be Sukkot. Since Sukkot, it says K'mishpot, and the Gemara later on discusses which Korbonos are we referring to, and the more comes out that was going on the Korbonos of Shavuos, that each set is not Ma'akev each other. Says the Chazanish, the Gemara doesn't mean Lema'isa, that there is a Ikuv because of the Drosha of K'mishpot. The Gemara just means that if there would be a mokrim to be mechalik between the Yomim Tovim, then Sukkot should be the first one to say that there is ma'akiv, but the Gemara Lemaisa holds that none of the korbanos are ma'akiv like the Stam Mishnah, only the two sets between each other, there will be a havamina, that they ma'akiv each other, and that the Gemara says, are not ma'akiv, because each one is the Chumash Apkudim, is not ma'akiv to the ones in the Torah's Kohanim. This is how the Chazanish explains the Shitta of the Rambam from our Gemara, but the Chazanish still says that the Braisa in Sukkah al-Koponim is Mefurish, not like the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that the Korbonos of Sukkot are not Ma'akiv, and the Gemara over there is Mavur, that the Korbonos of Sukkot are Koponim, the other ones besides the Purim, are Ma'akiv. So L'chuyah we have here a very Yisaitis Tiga Machloikas, and the Rambam is L'chuyah Mavur, that he understands as a Machloikas, like the Bekas HaZevach and the Chazanish, holds point out in the Shitta of the Rambam, and the Rambam paskins that the Korbonos of Sukkot are not Ma'akiv. This L'chuyah is still Shveh on the Loshon of Tosfos, who doesn't point out Bichlal that there's a machlokes going on between the Sifri and the Bavli. Says Meir Simcha in Oysameach, in Tmidim and Musafim, at the end, this printed at the end of Zmanim, in Hashmotes, so too the Chovetz Chaim in Zevach Toido, Dvar Maschil Vehine, we find also in Oilas Shloima by us in Dvar Maschil Elo in Tosfos. They all say that L'chuyah Tosfos understood the Drosha of the Sifri in a different way. If we look carefully at the Drosha of the Sifri, which tells us this din, that all the korbonos of Musaf are not ma'akiv each other, the members will notice that the Sifri is discussing a different nekuda. The Sifri is talking about a case where the Klal Yisrael says that they didn't find any Elim, can they still bring the Kvasim? Or they didn't find any Kvasim, can they still bring the Purim? Says the Chovetz Chaim, the Meir Simcha, and the Shloima, that it seems in the Drosha of the Sifri is not referring to the amount of Purim, the amount of Kvosim and Elim, the Yidin have to bring to be Yotze, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Musafin. What we're referring to over here in the Brayt of the Sifri is whether each mean is Ma'akiv the other one. Is the Purim, or the Purim Ma'akiv the Elim, or the Elim Ma'akiv the Kvosim? And on that, the Drosha of the Sifri tells us, V'kraftem Ishael Hashem, as long as we have the Hakrova of the mean itself, each one is not going to be Ma'akev, the other mean. And therefore, if they didn't find the Kvosim, they can still bring the Purim. But the amount of how many Purim, this the Sifri doesn't discuss. And this is the discussion going on in our sugya. And on that, the Gemara says that in Sukkot is a klal of kemishpot, which tells us that the amount of Purim has to be kemishpot, and if you do not have enough Purim, you're not yotze any Purim at all. But the din of Sifri still applies even according to the Bavli, that the din of each set is not ma'akiv each other, and the Purim can be brought even though there's no Elim and Kvasim. Mamele comes out, but Emes, there's two separate Nidoinim, two separate discussions going on in the Bavli and in the Sifri. The Gemara by us is discussing the amount, the mispar, the minyan, how many Purim, how many Elim, how many Kvasim, and on that it says in the Gemara that on Sukkot is ma'akiv, and on that the Gemara discusses later on about the each set of Sukkot, of Atzeres, of Shavuos should be ma'akiv each other or not. This is the Hemshech of the Gemara Memhei. But the Gemara which says by Sukkot that there's a ikuv b'dieved kemishpot, this is referring to the amount of behemoths which have to be brought in order to be mekayim the chayva of musafim. But the Sifri is discussing something else. Is the Purim, or the Purim ma'akiv the elim, or the elim ma'akiv the kvasim, is each mean ma'akiv al chaveira? Now we have a drosha even on the Yom Tov of Sukkot that there's no ikuv on one set onto the other. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Mamele is very geschmack, that Tosfos doesn't make any mention that there's a machlokes going on, because Tosfos holds that even the Bavli agrees to the drosha of the Sifri, that the Purim are not ma'akiv the Elim, and the Elim are not ma'akiv the Kvasim. It's just the amount which is mashma in the Mishnah, in a ma'akiv in Zeh is referring also to the amount of behemoths in each set. On that, the Gemara says that by Sukkot is another din because of Kemishpot. This is how the Achronim learn the Shitta of Tosfos. And says in Simcha al Kaponim the Rambam, the Yisomeach says that the Rambam al Kaponim l'chir doesn't learn like Tosfos, since the Rambam b'emes doesn't bring down this halacha of ikuv, of ikuva by Tzukas, and the Rambam holds that the b'emes of machlokes going on, whether b'chlal is a ikuv of the korbanos of Musafin by Tzukas, and this is how the Rambam paskins that there's no ikuv by Tzukas, like the Mishnah later on, Musafin im akvin zeh. Mashenki Nukunas is Tosfos. Tosfos learns there's no machlokes. The Sifri is discussing each set. Mashenki Al Gemara is discussing the amount in each set. If it's ma'akiv, the amount, and the amount is ma'akiv, but each set is not ma'akiv onto each other. This is the machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam, in to understand the drosh of the Sifri and the Gemara by us in the Bavli. Says the Chofetz Chaim, according to Tosfos, one can say that the Mishnah later on, which is a Stam Mishnah, Musafin Eim Akvin Zeh is also is not referring to the amount of behemoths, because by Sukkot the amount is Ma'akiv, it's referring to each set onto the other, the Purim onto the Elim onto the Kvasim, and on that there's a klal Musafin Eim Akvin Zeh, like the drosh of the Sifri, by all the Yomim Tovim, and there's no difference between Sukkot or any other Yom Tov. This is how Tosfos understands the Yishuv of all the Sukkot together, not like the Shitta of the Rambam. Now says there is a meach, a meridige chidush, a meridige soidestige pshat in the shita of the Rambam. Says there is a meach that we said that the Rambam holds that the Sifri is chilek on the Bavli, and the Sifri holds that even Sukkot is the korbanos and not ma'akiv. Normally one would understand, like the Bikas HaZevach explains, that even though the pasuk by Sukkot says the words kemishpot, which l'chayya tells us that we need to have all the korbanos exactly the way it says in the Torah, this is ma'akiv. Afal pikein, we have a drasha telling us that kemishpot is lav dafke, and we mekayim in the mitzvah of musaf, of sukkos also, even if it's not brought the right amount of korbanos. This is how one would normally understand the drasha of the Sifri. Besezer me simcha, be'emes, one can understand, abi mazbe, the shit of the Rambam in a different way. The drasha of the Sifri is not telling us that the posuk of kemishpot in Parashas Pinchos is lav dafke. Be'emes, there's two halachas. There's a parsha of Musafin, which we find in Parshas Pinchas, and over there the Torah says that by the korbanos of Sukkot is halacha of kemishpot, kemishpotom, and if you do not have the right amount of korbanos, it's going to be ma'akiv in the korbanos of Sukkot. This is be'emes, even the ma'isa, any time, even after the drosh of the Sifri, any time we do not have the right amount of Purim, the Be'emes will not mekayim the korbanos of Musaf mitzad the parasha of Pinchos. The din which the Sifri tells us that it's Musafin is not ma'akev, even on Sukkot also, is a drosha from the parasha in Parshas Emor. It says, "Vikravtem isha l'Hashem." Says the Yisomeach, this yisoid of Vikravtem isha l'Hashem is a new havor, a new parasha of Parshas Musafim in Parshas Emor, which tells us that every single Yom Tov there's a hakpada, that there should be somewhat a hakrova of a korban for the Eibishter. Vikravtem isha l'Hashem on every single Yom Tov. And therefore, even though the korbanis of Musafim of Sukkot on Ma'akev mitzah Parshas Pinchas, if they're not brought in the right amount, but al koponim, the korban of the havah of Vikravtem Isha Lashem is a hakpoda that every Yom Tov there should be somewhat a hakrova, and this is niskayim, even with one korban, one behema, also as a kiyum of Vikravtem Isha Lashem in Parshas Emor. So Behemah says, Sifri is not telling us that the posuk of Kemishpot is lavdafke. The Sifri is mechadish to us a new avor, a new korban musaf of Vikravtem Isha Lashem, that on every musaf there should be at least somewhat of a krover of the Isha Lashem, and this is Neskaim even with one behema, and therefore this is the halacha lemaisa that musafin on Omer Akiv, because there's a gilui that we have at least the Vikravtem Isha Lashem in Parshas Emor, even though there is a chisorin mitzad the Parshas Pinchos, that we do not have the kiyum din of Kemishpot, Kemishpotom, mitzad Parshas Pinchas. This is how Rami Simcha explains the drosha of the Sifri. Says Rami Simcha b'chidush that according to this one can say in the Gemara Zvochim, we find in the Gemara Zvochim tzadik amid beis. The Gemara says that kol ha-toyer kulo, the klal is if one has two behemoths, a chatos and a oilo, we have to bring the chatos first. The chatos, it comes before the oilo. But says the Gemara that on Kobonis of Sukkot, where the Torah says, writes that the oilo should come first, the Pasuk says the Oilo before the Chatos. Since it says in the Pasuk Kemishpot, there's a Hakpoda that we have to keep the Seder in the right order, like it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchos, by Korbonis of Sukkot, the Oilo comes before the Chatos, even though the Chol HaTorah Kulo, the Chatos comes before the Oilo. This is, like the Gemara says in Zvachim, Tzadik Amud Beis. Says Rami Simcha, according to this, should come out, that this is, this din, that by Sukkot Oilo is before the Chatos, this is only in a normal case where all the korbanis are being brought, and there's a kiyum of Kemishpot. There's a kiyum of the korban of Musaf mitzad Parshas Pinchos, and since the din Musafim is being niskayim mitzad Parshas Pinchos, then there's a din of Kemishpot. It has to be done exactly like the Torah writes, and the Mela we have to bring the Oilo before the Chatos. Masha'in Kein in a case where there's some korban is missing, and there's no kiyum din musafin mitzad Parshas Pinchos because it's not kemishpot anymore. Even though the halacha is that the korbanos are still kosher because they have a krova mitzad Parshas Emor of this new avor of Vikravtem Isha Lashem, but now we go back to the klal of Bechol HaTorah Kulo. The din is bechatos. The chatos is before the oilo. Memele, if there's any korban being missing, there's automatically going to go back to the klal of chatos koidim le'oilo, and the din oilo koidim le'chatos by sukkos is only if all the korbanos are being brought and is a kiyum of kemishpot. The Meshech Chochma also, he says this yisoid, like he says in the Yisomeach, in Pinchos, Perik Choftes, Pasuk Yudaled, and he adds on an extra chidush, even in a case where one of the nesochim, a minchas nesochim will be missing, this is also a chison in kemishpot, and then the halacha would be back again to the halacha of chatos koidim lo'ilo, since the korbanos of musafim are not being niskayim kedin mitzad the parsha or parshas Pinchos. And the Yisomeach over there explains with this psukim in Yecheskel, and he feels as he ends that it's a dovon niflo v'amiti, that even according to Shittas HaRambam, that we said the argues on Tosfos, and the Rambam holds that the Sifri is arguing with the Bavli, and according to Sifri, everything is not ma'akiv, even the mispah, the amount of the korbano is also not ma'akiv. This is only because there's a new akrov in Parshas Emor of Lakiv Ishe Lashem, and he explains with this also the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Zayin, that this is, according to the Rambam, explanation in the Gemara, that it should not be soisa, the Pashtus of the Sifri, even though our Gemara l'chir is a stira, unless we learn only like the Chazanish. So this is a koponim is a machloikis lemaisa between Tosfos and the Rambam. If our Gemara Bemis is arguing on the Sifri, and the Sifri there's a machloikis, the Rambam paskins like the Sifri la'alocha, that none of the korbanos are me'akev, or do we say that our Gemara is discussing one, the amount of korbanos, and this is a din which is me'akev even according to the Sifri? Moving further on into the Gemara in Memhei Omed Aleph, the Gemara discusses the lashon of the Mishnah, Hapoyim, Vo'ilim, Vakvosim, in Ma'akvin, Zeze, And the Gemara comes and says that this is discussing the Atzeres, the Korbanos of Shavuos. We have two sets of Korbanos, one in Chumash HaPikudim, and another one in Teiras Keanim, which are come mitzad lechem. And the Gemara says the ones in Teiras Keanim are me'akev, because it says Yiyu. Says the Gemara, Porim da'afilo ahadodi lo'y me'akve. But the Elim, the Hocha, the Hocha, who the lo'y me'akve. Each set of the Elim and the Ail, they're not me'akev each other. Oh, but inhu, they themselves, the Elim themselves, are me'akve. Because this is, the Gemara says, as a pasuk of Yiyu, telling us that the Korbanos, the Elim, of the Teiras Keanim, are Bemes me'akev, the ones in Pashas Emor, are me'akev, the two Elim which you have to bring are me'akev. Now, Be'emes, the Loshon of our Gemara, is only that the Elim of Teiras Keanim are me'akev. That's the Loshon of the Gemara, the Elim, the Hocho, Dolei me'akev, inhu me'akev. But Tosfos earlier, in the Vamaschil Elodurish Chidesh, says that since the Mekor of the Ikuv is learned from the Pasuk of Yiyu, which tells us as Ma'akev, Mamela, all the Korbanos in Teiras Keanim, the ones which are brought with the Lechem, these Korbanos of Shavuos are Ma'akev, not just the Elim, so to the Paran Kvasim, and so are also Ma'akev. And Be'emes the Tosfos Yom Tov in our Mishnah is Medayik, like this in Loshon Rashi, in the Vamaschil Ma'akvi, that the Pari and the Kvasim of the Teiras Keanim are also Ma'akev. Rashi says only the Parim and the Kvasim of Chumash HaPikudim are not Ma'akev. This is like Tosfos, that since the Pasuk of Yiyu is referring to all the Korbanos of the Teiras Keanim, that are all Ma'akev, not just the Elim. The Ma'aseh, it's not Dover Poshe, the Tosfos Yom Tov points out, that Be'emes, we said earlier, the Rambam does not mention this Ikuv of the Gemara, that is a din that if you're not Ma'akev, any of the Korbanos mentioned in Teiras Keanim on Shavuos, then they ma'akev each other. Like it's in Al Gemara, there's a pasuk of Yiyu, the Rambam doesn't bring down such a halacha. And the Ravid already asks the Kashan the Rambam, why does he miss out Al Gemara, there's a din of Yiyu, that they ma'akev. Says the Kesef Mishnah, that since the Rambam uses a loshen by the Elim, and he says that Elim ain't ma'akvin, and he doesn't say ain't ma'akvin zeh, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam means to write, to tell us with this, that the Elim or Be'emes, just not Ma'akiv, each set is not Ma'akiv, but they themselves are Yeh Ma'akiv, like the Gemara says by us, that Inhu Ma'akiv, says the Tosfos Yom Tov, that you see in the Kesef Mishnah, he took on the Gemara literally, and he says only the Elim are Ma'akiv, and the Pasuk of Yiyu is only going on the Elim, but the Kvasim and the Par, these are not Ma'akiv. So says the Tosfos Yom Tov, this is not like Tosfos, and the Rashi we said, it's Mavur that Yiyu is referring to all the Korbanos, only on the Elim, the Kesef Mishnah learns that only the Elim are Ma'akiv. Now, Be'emes, earlier we said that the reason why the Rambam doesn't bring down the Ikuv, he doesn't say the Halacha, that the Korbanos of Sukkos are Ma'akiv, and we were married to be explained that the Rambam Pasuk is like the Sifri, not like the Bavli, and therefore this can be an answer why the Rambam doesn't bring down this Gemara by Shavuos, also on the Teiras Keanim, because on Shavuos also we have the Drosh of the Sifri telling us that V'kravtem Isha L'Hashem, it's not Ma'akiv, and the Rambam Pasuk is like the Sifri. But Al-Koponim in Kesef Mishnah is Mavur, he learns the Gemara that the din of Yiyu is only referring to the Elim and not to all the Korbanos. Another Nekudah says the Chofetz Chaim is Evach Toida, that just like we explained earlier in the Drosha of the Sifri, that in Shittas HaTosfos is Mavur, that Tosfos holds that it's two separate Shailas in the Sifri and the Bavli, the Gemara is discussing the amount of Korbanos, and the Sifri says even though the amount is Yemakev, but each set is not ma'akev on each other, says the Chofetz Chaim, so too in our Gemara, where we're discussing the din ikuv, yiyu, of the Korbanos of Shavuos in Teiras Keanim, this is also only telling us that ikuv is only an amount of Korbanos, you have to bring six, you have to bring seven kvasim, in order to bring six kvasim, so too you have to bring both of the elim, masha'inkin, each set onto the other, will have the same din of the Sifri telling us, that each set is not ma'akev the other. And he says it's also mevuaz, like this in Pesha Mishnais, brings down like this for Tosfos Yom Tov, also is Medayik in the Rambam, in the Pesha Mishnais by us, in the Mishnah, that even though there is a ikuv, in the amount of korbanos, but al korbanim, the din each set on the other is not ma'akev, also by the korbanos of Shavuos in the Teiras Keanim. But the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Zayin, Ois Yud Beis, Tiva Maschel Veda, he takes on Bipshitas, that since we have a klal of avaya of Yiyu, it says in Pasuk Yiyu Oilon Lashem, and from here we learn that there's ma'akev, then everything is going to be ma'akev, and even one set on the other is also going to be ma'akev, not just an amount of how many korbanos. So we have here machlekes achrinim, the Chofetz Chaim and the Michas Chinuch, if the din of Yiyu in our sugya is also going on the sets of korbanos, or it's only going on the amount in each set. This is the machlekes which you find in our Gemara. Now we mentioned that Rashi and Tosfos learn that the din of Yiyu is not just referring to the Elim, like the Kesef Mishnah, but it's going on all the korbanos, the par and the kvasim and the ne'elim. These are all ma'akev, the ones in the Torah's Kohanim. Now, be'emes, in the pasuk, it's mavur in Pashas Emor, that besides the par and the shiva kvasim and the two elim, they also used to bring a soy lechatos. They also was a krova soy also in Torah's Kohanim together with the lechem. So one has to know if this soy is also going to be ma'akev. According to Tosfos and Rashi, we learn that Yiyu is not just on the Elim, it's also on the Par and the Kvasim. What would we say, Legabe the Soy, which is a Chatos, and not a Oilo? Be'emes, the Pasuk of Yiyu, it says Yiyu Oilo Lashem. It could be it's only referring to the Oilos. But what about the Soy? Is the Soy also Ma'akev or not? Now, Be'emes, according to what we said from the Chofetz Chaim, that the Din Ikuv is only an amount of Korbanos, but each set is not Ma'akev, this is the Din of the Sifri, then the Shail is not Negea. Because there's only one soy, and therefore there's no amount of a shaila to be ma'akiv. And if you don't bring the soy, then the sifri holds that the other korbanos are still kosher. But the shaila will be negei according to the Minchas Chinuch, who holds that everything is ma'akiv, even one set on the other. What will be if someone's not ma'akiv the soy? Is this also included in the klal of Yiyu in the ikuv of the din of Toyas Koyanim in Shavuos? It's a shiloh, we have to know if Yiyu Oilo is only referring to the Oilos or also onto the soy. Now, interesting marimokim about this is in the Mishnah, but emes, if we look in our Loshan HaMishnah, which we have, HaPoyim V'Oilim V'Akvosim, it said also in the Mishnah, V'Hasirim, Eino Ma'akvin Ze'eze. In our Mishnah, the word V'Hasirim is put in brackets, because there's emes no shiloh about the Se'irim, if there should be Ma'akv or not, which Se'irim are we referring to? Sezer Shash. That l'chayu, according to the Maskonas HaGemara, that the Gemara explains the word Elim means that the Elim of the Toyas Kohenim are not Ma'akiv, the Elim in Chayim Shabkudim, the ones in Bamidbar. Therefore, we can be Mazbe also the word Se'irim, that the word Soy in Toyas Kohenim, there's also a Soy in Pashas Bamidbar and a Soy in Pashas Emor together with the Lechem. And we can explain that Se'irim means that each Soy is not Ma'akiv on the other Soy. So in Meila L'chayu, we could keep this Girsa of Asirim in our Mishnah. But in the Mishnayis, in the Gilyan of the Mishnayis, Shinui Nischois, he says the Shinui Nischois are the side of the Mishnayis. L'chayu, there's a reason why the word Asirim was taken out from the Mishnah. Because even though the word Elim can be explained that Elim, each Elim, are not Ma'akiv the other, the ones of Chim Shabkudim are not Ma'akiv the Toyas Koyanim, but the word Seirim, L'chayu, is Shvet explaining it like this. Because Elim, Eino ma'akvin ze, but they ma'akiv each other, the Elim are ma'akiv each other. Mash'inkin is Se'irim, and they're not just not ma'akiv each other, the din of Chimish Apkudim to the Toyas Kohanim. But the Se'irim themselves are also not ma'akiv. In their own parasha, they're also not ma'akiv, because the Se'irim of Chimish Apkudim is not ma'akiv like all the Korbanos Musafim. And even the Soy, which is in Toyas Kohanim, says the Shinu Nischois, is also not ma'akiv. Because Enochanami, the Pasuk says Yiyu, but it says Yiyu Oilo Lashem. And this is the Taino which we said before, the Chiyu, Yiyu Oilo is only referring to the Oilos. Mashainkin the Soy, which is a Chatos, is not included in the Klal of Yiyu, and therefore, not just he's not Ma'akev onto the ones in Pashas Bamidbar, but he's also not Ma'akev even in his own Parasha. And therefore, this is not the same like the Elim, and therefore the Mishnah could not say the word Se'irim, Eino Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh, because it will be Mashma, he's Ma'akiv, Al Kaponim in the Pteriyas Koyanim, which is not true, because Yiyu is only referring to the Oilus. Mameli, you see here in the Shinu Nischois, he took on also, first of all, like the Michas Chinuch, that the Soy Be'emes, if not for this Klal of Yiyu, Oilo, and not Achatos, then he would be Ma'akiv onto the other set, even though he's not an amount of korban, he's a different korban, but he'll be ma'akev onto the par and the elim and the kvasim. But mitzad sheni, this is the chiddush of the Shinui Nischois, that the din of Yiyu Oilo is only a din in Oilo and not a din in Echatos. So it comes out in our sugya, we have three tzdodim how to explain the posuk of Yiyu, which we find over here in the Toyas Kohanim Shavuos, the korbanos of Shavuos with the Shtei Alechem. Do we say that the Yiyu is only going on the Elim like it says in our Gemara, which is how the Kesef Mishnah learns in the Rambam? Do we say that the Yiyu is going on all the Korbonos, like the Pashtus of Tosfos, and this is the Rashi holds? And the Shinui Nuschoy says that even according to Rashi and Tosfos, it's only referring to the Korbonos of Oila, but it's not going on the Soy, and the Nafkemina is that even the Soy of Chatos, which is brought in the Torah's Kohenim, but it's not going to be Ma'akev, the other Korbonos. These are the three tzodim how to learn the ikuv of Yiyu in the Korbonos of Torah's Kohenim of Shavuos. Moving further on in the Gemara brings down the Pasuk in Yecheskel, which is discussing the Korbonos of Rosh Chodesh, and the Gemara brings down a Breisa to telling us these halachas, that the Korbonos of Musafin are not Ma'akev, and says a Breisa, in Lo Yimotza Shiva, even though we have to bring seven Kvasim, he can bring six, and in Lo Yimotza Shisha, he can bring Chamisha, so too, Chamisha Yavi Abo Yavi Shlesha, Shlesha Yavi Shnaim, Vafilu Echot. Says the Gemara, Yibazei, why does it say Shisha Kvasim? Says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, the Kamo de Efshe Lehadur Mahadurinom, even though, B'di'eved, even one Korban is Beseda, Baal Koponim, we have to go Mimahada, you have to try your best, and if you have more, you have to bring, even though you don't have all seven Kvasim. Says the Gemara in the Braiso, Minayin Shema Akvin Zezeh, Tamilui Ma Yiyu, it says in Loshon in the Pasuk in Yecheskel Yiyu, telling us it's Ma'akiv each other. Now, by Emes, we have to understand the Loshon of the Gemara, Minayin Shema Akvin Zezeh. The halacha is that the Korbonos of Musaf are not Ma'akiv. We said earlier they're allowed to bring six Kvasim. Says Rashi, and Tosfos also in the first Pshat, that the din of the Braiser, Minayin Shema Akvin Zezeh, means that in a case where you do have all the seven Kvasim, then they Ma'akev each other. The din of the Braiser earlier, that you can bring even six, is only in a case where you only have six. But if someone has seven, then you Mechuyev to bring all the seven Ma'akvin Zezeh. The Shittah B'Kubetzes, since we've gotten Gimel, he asks on Tosfos and on Rashi's Pshat, L'chayyur, this is very shver, why do we need a new Pasuk of Yiyu telling us that there's a din, that then when you have all the seven, you have to be makiv all of them? We already said earlier, that even in the case where you have five, where you have four, or six, then kamo the efshe lehadur mahadurinon. You mechuyev lechatchile to go and try and bring however many you have. Mameil is posher that if you have all the seven, you also mechuyev to bring all the seven. And b'dieved, anyway we know that halacha is, that either one of them is okay. So mameil, what is this extra halacha that they ma'akvin zeze? Answers the Chazanish in Kodshim, Simen Lamed Gimel, Sivkot in Yutes, avoy Yisoidus Diga Teretz, in Shittas Rashi and Tosfos, that Be'emes Rashi and Tosfos hold, that in a case where all the Kvasim are Lefoneinu, you have the possibility to be Makiv, all the seven Kvasim, then it's Taki Ma'akiv. If someone is only going to be Makiv six out of the seven, you're not even be Mekayim anything, all the six apostles, the Korbonos of Musafin or Ma'akiv, in the case where they're all over here. The Torah only tells us that in a case where we do not have all the Kvasim, then we have a new Havor, we have a new Halacha, that in a case where we don't have them, Klisnayu, when we don't have all the Kvasim, then we have a new Havor, we could be Yoitza B'dieved, on the Kvasim of six Kvasim, less than seven. But in a case where we have all the seven Kvasim, then the Halacha is Bemes is Ma'akiv if you don't bring all the seven. Memeila, there's not a tain of the Shittah M'Kubetzes that we have a halacha anyway of kama de efshel lehadurim ma'adrinon, because over here we're coming to tell us that the ma'akvin zezeh, even with the eved is going to be possible, since they're all in front of us, you're mechuyev to go me makriv all of them, and with the eved it's going to be possible if we're not makriv all of the seven. Only if we don't have the seven, then we can be mekayim a different din, a havar with the eved, in a case where it's less nayu. But if they're all here, then all of them are ma'akiv. Says the Chazanish, this is Mavur L'Chiri Achidush in Rashi and Tosfos. But Be'emes in the Ikke Gemara, that the Gemara says, that Lemaisa the Ma'akvin Zezeh, and we explain now from the Chazanish, that the Chidush is that when all the seven are here, then B'dieved, we have to have all of the seven also. Ask some Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yish Tzadik Tes, Sifkot in Yud Aleph, that l'chayr, there's no nafgemina, there's no practical nafgemina la'alocha in this halocha which we're saying now, that the korbanos are ma'akiv each other. Because since l'chatchila anyway we know that you mechuyev to be ma'akiv all the korbanos, and only b'di'eved we're saying that he's got pasles and the korbanos are pasul, what is the nafgemina that these korbanos which he brought, let's say he has all seven in front of him, and he's only makrif 6 out of the 7, and we're saying, steht in the Gemara Chidush, that the 6 korbonis apostle asks him in Chas Chinuch, what is enough gemina telling us this din, that the 6 korbonis apostle? L'chayra, to go and be mechayiv the person Malkus, the Kohen, for doing the shechita of these 6 korbonis on Yom Tov, l'chayra, Malkus is not going to be able to get, or chatos if it was Shabbos, because at the end of the day, the akrova was done with permission, and it's not just a reshus, it was a mitzvah for him to be makiv these 6 korbonis. And his be'emes ko aloche, they had to be makiv even the 7th. This was the din, since he wasn't makiv the 7th, therefore the 6 became possible. But al-koponim b'shaitoi, when he was shechting the 6 korbonis, he was doing a mitzvah, and therefore we can't be mechayiv him anything, malchus, for this akrova. Mamela, what is enough gemina by telling us that now, at the end of the day, there was only a krova of 6 out of the 7, these 6 korbonis apostle, what is enough gemina, the relevant, practical, halocha lemaisa, in this din, that these korbonis apostle? Says in Minchas Chinuch, enough gemina would be, that in a case where he didn't bring the Minchas Nesochim yet, of these korbonis, and the halocha is, one is allowed to bring them the next day, you don't have to bring the Nesochim together with the korbonis, like we learned before, Memdalad Amud Beis. Memela, normally, if the korbonis are kosher, he would have to bring the next day the Minchas Nesochim of these korbonis, and if the 6 korbonis, has to bring 6 Minchas Nesochim. But now that we're saying that at the end of the day there wasn't a krov of all the 7, Memela, these 6 korbonis are not mechayiv any Minchas Nesochim, and the next day he doesn't have to bring any Minchas Nesochim. L'chayra, another nafkimin will be, L'gabba the Aktoris Emurim by night, if he wasn't makta the Emurim by day, and now he has all of the Emurim of these korbonis in front of him, and it's at night already, where he knows he's not going to have a kashrus of these 6, because he wasn't makriv in time, the 7th korban, Mamela, he's not going to do Aktoris Emurim of these korbonis, since the korbonis became possible, because he didn't have 7 kvasim. Al-Kopon, Mr. the Chidush, in the first pshat of Rashi on Tosfos, that the din of the Gemara is telling us that even though the Musafim of Yishchidesh are not Ma'akiv, but in a case where you have them all in front of you, then there's a locha that Ma'akiv in Zeh, even B'di'evet. Tosfos in the Vamaschel Uminayin says another pshat, Inami says Tosfos, another pshat in the Gemara, Komash Malon, the Gemara of years means a different locha, that the Rabbonon, Plige Oler de Ebshima B'masnisin, Sheyakir Porim, V'lo Yikne Nesochim Mi'echod Mi'en. In the Mishnah, we find Shittas Reb Shimon that it's better to bring the Nesochim of the par and better than bringing more Purim without any Nesochim. So even though in the Mishnah we don't find Mefurish that the Rabbonon argue on Reb Shimon, but says Tosfos, this Braisa is the Shittas Rabbonon that we learn out of the Pasuk of Yiyu, Ma'akvin Zeh means that we should bring more Purim even though we don't have any Nesochim for these Purim. And later on, the halacha is that we're allowed to bring the Nesochim even after the Hakrovas HaKorban and even on different days, Afilu Lemocha. Memela, later on when they'll have money to buy the Nesochim, then they'll go ahead and buy the Nesochim. But Al-Koponim today, we should bring however many more Purim possible and not like Shittas Reb Shimon. The Rambam also in the Mishnah in Pesach Mishnayis says that the Ein Halacha Ke Reb Shimon. It's Mavur also that the Rambam holds the Rabbonon argue on Reb Shimon, and the Halacha is like the Rabbonon. Now, Be'emes, the Kainoria points out that L'chayah, the Ikka Shitta of Reb Shimon is very hard to understand. Because since, as we said, the Halacha is that the Nesochim do not have to be brought today, you can bring the Nesochim even on a different day. And the Purim, as we know, the Halacha is Ova Zmanoi, Bottle Korbonoi, you cannot bring the Purim on a different day after Yom Tov. So what should be the Svara to tell us that we should bring the Nesochim together with the Par and to override the Akrovas Purim, which are Be'emes Ma'akiv? Why can't we just not wait and bring the Nesochim later on, and it's much better to bring the Purim, which are Ma'akiv, have to be brought today, and over Zemanoi, Bottle Kobonoi? His Bal Kolchoch says the Kainuria, the Makur of Reb Shimon is like we're going to learn later on, at the end of the Omid, that Reb Shimon has a Pasuk of Ifil Apar, telling us this halacha, mechudish diga halacha, even though misvara one would say that lechayra, it is much better to bring the Purim as much as we could, and the Nesochim you'll be able to bring later on because it's not ma'akiv. Memela, lechayra, misvara, you should bring the Purim. Says the Bshimon, no, we don't have the Pasuk, that it's better to bring the par with its Nesochim, and this overrides any other Hakrovas Purim, we should bring better the par of Nesochov. Mamela asks a kainer on Toitzvus. How could Toitzvus learn that this is Breisa is telling us Shittas Rabbonon that we learn out of the Pasuk of Yiyu that we should bring more Parim? L'chayu misvara we should know this halacha that we should be bringing more Parim. Faket, the other way around, the Pshimon is the one who needs the Pasuk of Eifel Apar to tell us neged the Pashtus and against the Svar Pshuto, and the Pshimon is the Mechadish telling us that we should bring the power with his Nesachim. There are Bonon Lechir, it's Pasha that they argue if they don't have the Drosha of Eifel Apar, then Memela, they have automatically Misvara that they should bring the Parim and you should wait the Nesachim later on because the Nesachim are not Ma'akev. So Lechir, you shouldn't need a new Pasuk of Yiyu. Memela Lechir is Shveh that Toysus learns that the din of Yiyu is the Shitta of the Rabbonon to argue on Ibshimen. And the Kainu is Marich in the Shitta of Ibhuda, in the Tesefte Menoches, we find over here, Peyukvov Alochavov, Nis Shitta, if the din of Yochid and the Nafkrin of Itzibu, what is the Alocha, which one is better to bring, the Par or the Nesachim? This is the Chayyid of Machlik, is Ibshimen and Rabbonon, and the Chayyid Ibshimen is Misvore, and the Rabbonon, the Chayyid don't have to have a Pasuk, not like the Pashas of our Toysvis. Moving further on in the Sugya, the Gemara brings down another Pasuk in Yecheskel, Koyoma Hashem Elikim, Bor Yishoim Be'echod Lachoydesh, Tikach Par Ben Boko Tomim, V'chitei Sois HaMikdosh, and asks the Gemara, Lachoydesh is referring to the Korban of Yishchidesh, and the Par on Yishchidesh is Oilos, not Achatos, Omer Ebiichl and Pashas Elio Wasid Ledoisho. Elio Anovi is going to tell us Pshat in his Pasuk. Ravashi, Omer Ravashi says the Teretz that this is not referring to the Korban of Yishchidesh, but this is a Din Miluim, just like we found Miluim Hikrivu Bimei Moshe, so too the Miluim Hikrivu Bimei Ezra in the second Bis HaMikdosh, there was also a Krover of Miluim, and these Korbonos are the Korbonos Miluim, explains Rashi, that the Miluim, the Korbonos over here in Yecheskel, or the Miluim Hikrivu Bimei Ezra in the second Bis HaMikdosh, this is a Nevuah of Yerumim, of Yecheskel, Al Bais Sheini Nisnabo, he's been giving a Nevuah about the Miluim Bimei Ezra. But the Rambam in Maisa Korbonis, Peyugbeis Halach Yudaled, is also mavur that he learned Pshat in the Pasuk like this Teretz of Ravashi, that the Korbonis in the Pasuk in Yecheskel are Korbonis Miluim, but says the Rambam, these are the Korbonis Miluim in the Bais HaShlishi, Sheyibonah Bimheir of Yomeinu, the Bais HaShlishi, this is a mavur referring to the next Bais HaMikdosh, that there also there's going to be Korbonis of Miluim, and this is the Nevuah of Yecheskel, not like Rashi says, that's going on Bimei Ezra. Says the Lechem Mishnah, even though the Pashtus of the Gemara is Mefurish, that it's referring to Bimei Ezra, but the Rambam learns that this doesn't mean Bimei Ezra, it means just like we had Miluim Bimei Ezra, and so too we had Miluim Bimei Moshe, so too, says Yecheskel Anovi, there's a Nevuah that there's going to be Miluim in the Beis HaMikdosh HaShlishi, and the Gemara of here is not saying that the Pasuk is referring to the Nevuah of the Bais Sheni like Rashi learns. And Behemoth is Mefurish like this in Rabbeinu Gershom over here on the side, that he learns also that the Pasuk is referring to the Bais HaShlishi, and it means just like we found Miluim Bimei Ezra, and if they would have been Zeicha, then it would be the Bais HaShlishi, and so too the Rambam learns that this is the Pasuk of Yecheskel is referring to the Korbonis Miluim in the Bais HaShlishi. Says the Befall Hamburger in the Sefer V'Sheva HaKoyen that the Makuri of the Rambam, that there were Miluim Bimei Ezra, according to Rashi, this is the Pasuk over here in Yecheskel. But according to the Rambam, that the Pasuk in Yecheskel is referring to the Bais HaMikdosh HaShlishi, then where does the Gemara know that there was Miluim Bimei Ezra? Says the V'Sheva HaKoyen, the Makoy of the Rambam is from the Gemara in Tmur, Tesvava Midbeis, the Gemara over there says, those Korbonos, Hayuas Shor Bimei Ezra, and the Rambam learns these were a Krov of Miluim, like the Rambam explains earlier in Maisa Korbonos, Perik Beis, and Itaon Alocha Tesvav, that these were Miluim Sheikrivu Bimei Ezra. Memela, we have a Machlekes here in Pshat, if the Nevuah of Yecheskel is referring to the Bais HaSheni, or the Bais HaShlishi. Another interesting Machlekes is Bechlal about the Korbonos of Miluim. The Rambam in Shurish Gimel in Sefer HaMitzvahs says the klal of the Minyan HaMitzvahs of Taryag Mitzvahs, the klal is that we're not moina, we do not count any mitzvah which is not noyeg ledoyus. Only the mitzvahs which are noyeg ledoyus are nichlal or included in the Taryag Mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, l'chir this is a kash on the Bahag counts a mitzvahs asay of Chanukas HaMizbeach and Korbonos which you bring during the Chanukas HaMizbeach. Says Rambam that this mitzvah is not mitzvah l'doyus. Miluim is a mitzvah b'fniatzmei. How can we count this miluim if it's not mitzvah l'doyus? Says Rambam over there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shoresh Gimel that Enochanami, of course, the Bahagi also agrees that we do not count any mitzvah which is not noyeg l'doyus. But the Bahag holds that the mitzvah of chinuch and the mitzvah of Chanukah samizbeach and to bring korbonis miluim is a mitzvah sheni heges l'doyus. We find it on in the Mishnah Mem Tesa Medalev, in Mechanchin and Samizbeach, Lebetomin Shel Shacha. So too, says Ramban, this is a Gemara Menoches, Daf Mem Hei Omed Aleph, that there was Miluim b'mei Moshe, and there's Miluim b'mei Ezra, and so too there'll be Miluim b'mei Mitzashem in the Bais HaShlishi. Because this Din Miluim is a mitzvah shenoyig l'doyus, every time we have a new Beis HaMikdosh, we have to make a Chanukah Samizbeach, and there's Korbonis Miluim. Says Ramban, even though the Gemara says a few places that Miluim, the Korbonis, was a Ro'as Shor, this is only referring to which Korbonis we should bring by the Miluim. But the Iker mitzvah of having a Chanukah Samizbeach and bringing Korbonis Miluim, this is Mavur in our Gemara, says Ramban, that this is a mitzvah which always has to take place in every Beis HaMikdosh. Every time there's a new Beis HaMikdosh, there's a mitzvah, a Sei L'doyus, of having Korbonis Miluim, which is also Negea, in the Beis HaMikdosh HaShlishi, which we said that the Rambam Bemis learns, this is the Nevuah of Yecheskel, referring to the Beis HaMikdosh HaShlishi. Another interesting kasha, the Biskerov asks over here on the Gemara, that L'chayr, the whole idea of bringing Korbonis Miluim and making a Chanukah Samizbeach is only if there was no possibility of being Makriv Korbonis when the Beis HaMikdosh was Choriv. Memeila, now there's a new Beis HaMikdosh, we have a new Mizbeach. There's a din of Chanukah Samizbeach to bring new Korbonis Miluim to go and make a Chanukah Samizbeach. This is the din of which we find in our Gemara. Asks the Biskerov that since Rambam Paskins La'aloche in Beis HaBchir Peikvov Aloche Tesvov, that Kedusha Rishoino, Kitsho L'Shaito, V'Kitsho L'Osid Lovri, and the Rambam Paskins that the Kedusha still remains on the place of the Beis HaMikdosh even after the Churban, and Makrivin, we're allowed to be Makriv Korbono, it's Afapi She'ein Bayis, the Aloche, La Aloche L'Maisu, we Paskin, we're allowed to be Makriv Korbono, it's even without Beis HaMikdosh. Memeila L'Chir, why should later on in Beis HaMikdosh HaShlishi be Makriv Miluim and make a Chanukah Samizbeach, if even during the Churban, Be'emes, we have the possibility of being Makriv Korbonis. Besezem in Chasavrom, to answer the Kasha of Biskerov, L'chir Enech Hanami will have to be Makriv Korbonis, but there's definitely Dinim, which is we need to have the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. L'moshul the Aloch of Bikurim is Ein Noyeg, Ein Elo B'fnei Abayis. Even though the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdosh is still on the Har HaBayis, even nowadays, there's still a Kedusha, and Makriven Afapi Shein Bayis, we're allowed to be Makriv Korbonos on the place of Har HaBayis, but there's Dinim, and there's Halochis, which we need, the Binyan HaMikdosh. Like Bikurim, there's Halocha, the Rambam Paskins in Bikurim, Peik Beis Halocha Aleph, and the Makurim is in Yerushalmi, the end of Shkolim, that Bikurim is only Noyeg, only if you have the Beis HaMikdosh itself, the Binyan HaMikdosh. So too the mitzvah of Re'iyah, on Beregel, there's aloche that you need to have the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, like the Rambam says, in the end of Mitzvah Saseh, in the end of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. There's other aloches, the Gemara says in Zochim Mem Amud Aleph, Nifchas Otikri Shel Heichol Lo Yoyomaze, there's a din that you need to have a Oyel Moed, a building of the Oyel Moed, in order to do Hazoyes HaPnimiyos on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But mainly we do find aloches which are relevant even in the case where we have Kedusha, but we need to have a Beis HaMikdosh, and Memeila, this is the reason why we have to bring Miluim, even later on in Beis HaMikdosh HaShlishi, in order to make a Chanukah HaBayis of the Beis HaMikdosh, for these Halachos, which we cannot be Mekayim during the Churban HaBayis. Moving further on in the Gemara, the next Pasuk in Yecheskel, the Gemara discusses, it says, Chol Nevelo Treifo, Lo Yoichlu Akoyanim, Ask the Gemara, Uni Koyanim are not allowed to eat, Yisrael are definitely also not allowed to eat in the Velo and Trefa. Says the Gemara, Vino Oma, Sakadaitech Amina, one would have a Amina, that since the Kohanim are allowed to eat Melike, the Korbonis in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Oifis, which were Moilek, and the Kohanim are allowed to eat, Melike as Oif, Tishtri, Nami, in the Velo and Trefa, maybe the Kohanim are allowed to eat in the Velo and Trefa also, Kamash Malon, this is the Pasuk telling us, that the Kohanim are not allowed to eat in the Velo and Trefa. Now, Be'emes, the Pashtus of the Gemara is Mashma, that the Havamini would have been that since the Kayanim eat Malika, therefore Be'emes the Malika as a oif, it didn't have a Shechita, it has a loch of a Nevela, and it's only Mutter the Kayanim, and it comes out that the Kayanim of Be'emes Mutter in Nevela, like the Gemara says in Yevamos Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that Zar who eats Malika, someone who's not a Kayan, he's like a Bishum Nevela, because the Korban, the oif, even though it has a loch of Malika, but Be'emes it's a Nevela, and therefore the Kayanim have a Chidush, that they have a heter to eat the oif kodshim shenimlak, even though it's a nevela. That would be a havamina, that they're allowed to bichlal eat any nevelas. They don't have the love of nevela, kumash velon, that they do, the only mutter in melikas oif of kodshim. And as from the reiter is mayrich in klal aleph, the vamaschel oshuv, from our Gemara, that's mefurish, that the melika of a oif is be'emes a nevela. But if we look at the loshon of Rashi in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, he brings down our Gemara, and he explains that the Havamin of the Gemara does not mean that the Kohanim Bechlal don't have an Issa of Nevela, and they're allowed to eat any Nevela Schulin. The Havamin of the Gemara is that just like we find that the Kohanim are allowed to eat Melikas Kodshim, so too they would be allowed to eat Melikas Schulin, even though the Halacha is Oif Schulin has to have Shechita and not Melika. But since we find by the Kohanim the idea, the Musig of Melika, even though this halacha is only in Kodshim, the Havamin would have been that b'di'eved they're allowed to eat melikas cholin also, kumash malon, that this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. But be'emes, there's no Havamin to say that every nevela they're allowed to eat, and there's no issa of nevela for the Kohanim. And so too the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Lois HaSei Kuf Pei Aleph, also explains that the reason why they have to have an extra as Hori L'Kohanim is because since we find that Chatos Oif is Mutter, so too they might think that every melikas Oif is Mutter. Every melikas oif chulin also, it's mefurish in the Rambam also, the havamina is only that they should be mutter b'melike of all oifus. But there's no havamina to say that they should be mutter to eat every lav de nevela, every single nevela of chulin. So to the chinuch also, he also brings down the havamina of the Gemara by us, only on melikas oif chulin, like Rashi Shabbos, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Moving further on into the next sugya, the Mishnah on Amud Beis, Hapar Vo'ilim Vakvosim Vasoi, Im Akvin is Alechem, Velo Alechem Akvon. And then the Mishnah brings down on Machlokes of Akiva and the Pshimon ben Nanos, which the Brais of the Gemoras is going to be discussing in the next few daf, in the Alocha of the Kivsei Atzeres, which are brought together with Alechem. Reb Akiva's Shita is that the Ma'akiv, the Ikuv which we have, is that we cannot bring Kvosim by itself, because the Lechem is Ma'akiv as Akvosim. But the ein hakvosim akvinas alechem, we can have a hakrova of lechem by itself, but we cannot have a hakrova of kvosim by itself. And the Pshimon ben Nanos argues and he says faket, the kvosim can be brought by itself, but not the lechem. And the Mishnah continues on that Pshimon says that the halacha is kedivri ben Nanos, but not for his reason, but for a different reason, like the Mishnah explains. And the Gemara later on is mazbein in the Braise. Now the Tosfos points out in the Vamaschil halacha that L'chiriyah is Hilchas HaLemeshicha, there's no relevance nowadays to know if the Halacha is going to be like Reb Shimon or not. And the Sfasemes is Mayrich over here, maybe the Nafkemino would be if we should mention these Korbonos in the Musafin, in Tfilas Musaf, which we say, we only mention those which are Oila L'chivas Hayoim, like we find in Pashas Pinchos, but those Korbonos which are only brought to the Shtei Alechem are not mentioned at all in the Korban of Musaf, which we daven on Shavuos. Says a Sfasemes Bariches over here, it could be Tolly in the Machlekes of Kivan ben Nanos, and this could be an Afkemina that we say Halocha Kereb Shimon ben Nanos. Lemaisa Akoponim Kipshutoi, it's Mefurish in the Mishnah, that Halocha is Kereb Shimon ben Nanos. But the Rambam, in Tmidim Umusofim Pekches Halocha Tetzvov, he paskins Halocha like Reb Akiva, that the din is that the Lechem can have a Krova by itself, but not the Kvosim. And the Kesef Mishnah brings down, he has a Girsa, that the Ravid argues on the Rambam, that the Halacha is like Ben Nanos and like Pshimon, not like Reb Akiva. And Be'emes the Kesef Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah, they ask, that besides that the Pashtus of the Gemara of the Mishnah is, that we don't Paskin like Reb Akiva, but also the Klal always is, the Gemara in Ksubas, Pidale Domet Beis, Halacha Reb Akiva, Mechavei Roi, Veloi Mechavei Rov. When he has two people arguing with him, that we don't paskin like Reb Akiva. So why does the Rambam paskin like Reb Akiva? And the Kesef Mishnah is Mayrich that we'll see later on in the Sugyas, in Be'ikah, in the Gemara Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that Reb Yirmiyah asked the Shaila, which is only Negea and Shetas Reb Akiva. So this was the reason why Rambam paskin like Reb Akiva. and Be'emes later on, and Vavim at base, we have a whole Omid Gemara discussing Shtei Alechem Abois Bifnei Atzmon. If someone is Makriv Shtei Alechem by itself, without Kvosim, the Gemara has a Shaila. If we eat these Shtei Alechem, or the Lisrefe Koi, we'll discuss later on in Vavim at base. Now, this whole Gemara is only Negea and Shittas Rebbe Akiva. According to Ben Nanos, we do not have such a possibility of bringing Shtei Alechem Bifnei Atzmon. Only the Kvosim can come by itself. But the Shtei Alechem need to have Kvosim. Memeila Lechir, the whole Gemara on its base is Mavur like Shittas Rebbe Akiva, which this can be a Makur to the Shittas of the Rambam, Upatskas like Rebbe Akiva. And more so, the Mishnah later on in Ein Dalet on its base says that we find the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim. These are eaten by the Kohanim and not by the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, Bezu, with these achilos, Yofe Koyach Kohanim, Mikoyach HaMizbeach. And the Gemara explains that this ribuy of Bezu is referring to Shtei Alechem, Abois Bifnei Atzmon. When they come by itself, they also get eaten by the Kohanim and they don't go Lisrefe. And this is the Kavona of the Mishnah, that this is Yofe Koyach HaKohanim. Memeles Mefurish, that the Mishnah itself is referring to Shtei Alechem, Habois Bifnei Atzmon, which is Shittas Rebbe Akiva, that there could be a krover of Shtei Alechem by itself without any kvosim, and this is why the Rambam paskins like Rebbe Akiva. Mitzad the taina that the aloche Rebbe Akiva mechavei roi veloi mechavei rov, says Alechem Mishnah, from the Magid Mishnah in Ichas Ishus, Perik Zayin aloche Yudbeis, Avoy Yisoydestig in Nekuda, that even though normally we find this klal of veloy mechavei rov, this is only when both of the people who are arguing, the Tanoim who are arguing on Rebbe Akiva, are arguing on him for the same reason. But if we find two Tanoim who argue on Rebbe Akiva, but each one has its own reason, like we find in our Mishnah, that Reb Shimon ben Nanos argues on Rebbe Akiva for his reason, and Reb Shimon has his reason, then in this case we don't look at the machlekes of Rebbe Akiva, that he's arguing on both Tanoim. And it's halachic Rebbe Akiva mechavei rov. This is be'emes or machlekes between Rebbe Akiva and chavei roi, and only one of his tanoim which will argue on him, because we look at each one separately, and the halach is Rebbe Akiva against Reb Shimon ben Nanos, and the halach is like Rebbe Akiva against Reb Shimon, and therefore the Rambam paskin like Shittas Rebbe Akiva. And Rebbe Kveger points out that we find this yisoid also in the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Kom Pesach, Perkei Halacha Beis. The halacha Rebbe Akiva mechavei rov is only if they both have the same reason why they're arguing on Rebbe Akiva. Avoy Yisoydestig in Nekuda in Hilchos Psak LaHalacha in Shittas Rebbe Akiva. Now, just one more point in this sugya over here before Al Takdoma to the next sugyas which we're going to be learning in Hilchos Zika. The Shitta of Rebbe Akiva, which the Rambam paskins like, that there could be a krova of lechem by itself, but there cannot be a krova of kvosim by themselves. The kvosim themselves need to have the lechem in order to have a kosher akrova of kivsei atzeres of eshlomim. There's a very yesodistig machlekes achrinim in understanding Shittas Rebbe Akiva that there could not be any akrova of kvosim by himself. Later on in the Gemara in Daf Memches, the Braisa says that if someone takes kivsei atzeres before shvuos and he shechts his kvosim, then even though, of course, he hasn't been yotze the mitzvah, the chuyva of kivsei atzeres, because it's lifnei zmanon, it's not on shvuos, he can't be yotze kivsei atzeres, but the korbanos are still kosher, the two kvasim are kosher la'achila, like a regular shlomim, since they have a kodesh, they have a kedusha of a shlomim, therefore they have a kedusha, and they have a krova of a shlomim, says the Gemara, will be like a shalmei nedova, it is not a shalmei chuyva, but it has a krova of a shalmei nedova, lifnei zmanon. Tosfos over there in Daf Memches explains that even if you're going to shech these kvosim lishmon and you'll have kavona to shech them lishem kivsei atzeres, they're also going to be kosher since the kedusha of kivsei atzeres is a shlomim. Of course, the chuyva you're not going to be yotze, but they're still kosher. But there is shalmi nedova, even a shchita lishmon and not a shchita of shaloi lishmon. Even a shchita of lishmon is going to be kosher kivsei atzeres lifnei zmanon. Asks the Kainuri over there in Daf Memches, that Lechuriya, according to Shittas Rebbe Akiva, the Rambam paskins like Rebbe Akiva, that the din is that the Kvosim themselves cannot have a krova without Lechem, then Lechuriya, before Shavuos, there's no Musig, we do not have any akrova of Shtei Alechem in the middle of the year. Memela, these Kvosim which are Kodosh, they're Kodosh and they have a krova and they're ready to eat, they're kosher to eat, betuyas shalmei nedove, without any lechem. Memeila l'chir, we have to understand, Rebbe Kiva holds, that there's no such akrova of kvosim without lechem. How could these kvosim be able to be kolben kosher, lifnei zmanon, to have a akrova, and without to eat these kvosim, l'chir, before shvuas, they cannot have any lechem, and Rebbe Kiva's shit is, in our Mishnah, that the kvosim are possible if they do not have any lechem. Says the Karen Uriah, you see from over here, where you see this thing in the Kuda, in Shittas Rebbe Akiva, even though Rebbe Akiva holds that the Kvosim cannot be brought by themselves, they have to have the Lechem together, like the Rebbe Akiva learns later on the Braisa from Psukim, this is only a halacha in the Chuyvas Kivsei Atzeres, that they should be kosher, L'Chuyvas Hayoim, there's a din on Shavuos to be Makriv Kivsei Atzeres, in order to be Yoitza the Chiyuv of Kivsei Atzeres, there has to be a krova of kvosim together with the lechem. But if you want to know, are these kvosim kosher, b'di'eved, b'toyas shalmin edover, in the case where he brought the kvosim without lechem, and we want to be machshe, the kvosim, like a posher to shlomim, says the Karenoyer, this halacha, even Rebbe Akiva agrees, that the kvosim can have a krova b'toyas shalmin edover. Rebbe Akiva just is saying that in order to be Yoitza the Chiyuv, Korban of Shvuas, of Shalmi Atzeres, we need to have Lechem, but they can have a Krova between Shalmi and Nedova. Memele comes out that Rebbe Akiva Be'emes is not coming to say that the Korban is possible. It's only not Yoitza Yechoyiv, but the Korban is still kosher between Shalmi and Nedova, and the Kvosin can be eaten. This is the Chiddush of the Kainuya in the Shita of Rebbe Akiva. Was found also in the Chiddushi Agram Alevi, the son of Reb Chaim, in the Chiddushi Agram in the Chitmidim Umusofim, in the Menoches Daf Peites, he explains Barichus, Toysvus later on Daf Mem Chesamet Beis, that this is the story that Toysvus Mavur, that the Shitta of Reb Akiva is only not to be Yotzi Yechoiv, but the Kvosim are still kosher, and the Roi La'achila even without Lechem. But the Chazanish, in similar Medalets of Kosn Chofei, he argues, and he learns in Toysvus Mem Chesamet Beis, in a different way, and he says that according to Rebbe Akiva, if you're going to be makiv these korbanos on Shavuos without any lechem, then the korbanos are going to be posel because the kvosim need the lechem for the ikka kashrus, and there's no way that the kvosim are going to be kosher even b'teiras shalmi nedove. Says the Chazanish, this is what we find in the bracelet to onim emchesam ed aleph, that the Kenoya asked that lifne zmanon, if you're going to be makiv these kvosim before Shavuos, then they're kosher, even if there's no lechem, because there's no lechem before Shavuos. Says the Chazanish, that this is different. Before the Yom Tov, before Shavuos, then even Rebbe Akiva agrees, there could be the kvosim can have a krova, b'toyas nedova. Like a locha of a normal shlomim, of a shalmi nedova. But the pasuk of Yiyu is telling us later on in the Braisa, that the hakrovas hakvosim needs the lechem, then this din is, when it comes on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So when it comes Zmanon, in the akrova of Zmanon, there's no way that we could go mi machshe the korban, b'toyas shloi lishma, b'toyas nedova. Only in a case where you machshe the korban lifnei Zmanon, then they don't only have a akrova of a chuyva. There's not possible to have a akrova of a korban shalmi atzeres if it's not yet shvuas. Memela, they have a akrova of nedova. But on Shavuos, where they do have Akrovas Chayva, then they need to have this Akrova, which this Akrova is Mechayiv, Akrova together with the Lechem, and any time when there's going to be Akrova by itself, and there's no Lechem, then Be'emes the Korban, the Kvosim, Apostle, and they're not Roi La'achila, and they're worse off than if it would have been had Akrova of Lifnei Zmanon. This is Chaznish's Chiddush, and he argues on the Karen area that according to Rebbe Akiva on Shavuos, the Kvosim are going to be Apostle. So we have a very serious thing in Machlokes. What is the din if he was over and he shechted the kvosim without any lechem? The Kainuria said this is like lifnei zmanon, that they could be kosher akoponim b'toyas nedova, and the whole din of Rebbe Akiva and the Machlokes in our sugya is only if you yotze the chuyv of shalmi kivsei atzeres. Mashenkin chaznish holds that even though lifnei zmanon they could be kosher, but le'acha zmanon b'toych zmanon on the day of Shavuos, then they need to have a krova together with the lechem, and even b'di'eved, the kvosim are going to be posel if they don't have any shtei alechem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.